You are on Texas Standard Time.
Public health experts had warned the holiday season would be a dangerous time with colder weather forcing people inside and with holiday gatherings. It was expected COVID-19 cases would spike in Texas, and that they have. Now that we're well into the holiday season, KUT Austin's Ashley Lopez reports on what the winter could bring.
Aliza Norwood is a physician and an assistant professor at Dell Medical School at UT Austin. Even though we've been dealing with the coronavirus since March, Norwood says where we are at the start of December just isn't the same.
We are in a different phase right now that is very, very concerning.
Norwood says the medical community in Texas has been ringing alarm bells for weeks. And now with COVID-19 cases on the rise, she says the situation is even more dangerous.
There's evidence of more community spread. So whenever you are gathering with people, because there's more community spread, there is a higher risk that somebody in that cohort that you're gathering with may be exposed to COVID or have COVID and not know it.
And if behaviors don't change, Norwood says there's going to be a strain on hospitals. Medical staff will have to focus more of their attention on treating COVID patients while other illnesses get less attention. And as more people get sick from COVID, she says, there will also be more deaths.
As a primary care physician who is caring for people who have had loved ones die or who themselves have been sick in the hospital, it's just completely devastating to individuals, to families, to the community. So seeing that, you know, up close and personal, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
This is why policy experts hope individual behavior will change. But they also want the behavior of state and local officials to change. Luis Figueroa with a policy think tank called Every Texan says he wants to see the state working more collaboratively with local officials in the state's big cities and counties.
There is no question that cities and counties, particularly urban cities, were on the front lines of trying to determine how to contain, you know, this global pandemic and continue from spreading. You know, from the get-go, it would have been ideal for there to be a clear understanding of what role cities and counties could play and what role the state would play.
Figueroa says the lack of clarity has made it harder for local officials to respond to outbreaks. For example, when to further restrict indoor gatherings, what to do about schools, and when to consider fully locking things down.
So we're believers in letting cities and counties set their priorities for things like that based on data-driven policy.
But state officials haven't seen it that way. Governor Greg Abbott has said flat out there won't be another statewide shutdown. And even when cities like El Paso have tried to shut down during a disturbing surge in cases, they have been met with a lot of resistance. Abbott has said that's because he doesn't think shutdowns work.
There's an overestimation of exactly what a shutdown will achieve. And there is a misunderstanding about what a shutdown will not achieve.
Abbott says there are also financial and mental health consequences associated with lockdowns. But Luis Figueroa with Every Texan says there's a cost associated with state and local officials going back and forth on this stuff. He says efforts to shut down El Paso are a good example.
We saw that in the Rio Grande Valley earlier in the year, where the hospitals became completely overrun and the state wasn't taking enough action to address the situation. So many lives could be saved if we'd work with our local communities and instead of trying to fight them over power and authority.
Figueroa says a lot of what's to come depends on how the branches of our government react. So far, though, there continues to be tension. Recently, Governor Abbott accused local officials of not enforcing the restrictions they already have available to them, like limiting capacity in bars and restaurants.
Some local officials are not using the tools that are available to them to make sure that they are taking every step they need.
So if they're not using the power they already have, Abbott said local officials don't need the power to do more. But Figueroa says this is not how things should be handled moving forward, especially as cases continue to rise.
That's not working together. That's pointing fingers. And that's what we need less of.
And despite how state and local officials behave, public health experts emphasize what comes next also depends on how individuals behave. That is, whether people socially distance and wear masks in the coming weeks.
In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez.